As the fast food chain Burger King struggles to survive, struggles to stay relevant in this competitive market, they came up with this genius idea of firing one of its own employees for hate speech. But what did this employee say? Did she truly discriminate against a customer and engage in hate speech? Or something else going on here? I'm talking about the case of Arianna Hamilton, who was just fired from Burger King not long ago, just about a week or so ago. For what? For simply saying free Palestine. That's deemed hate speech, according to this dying, struggling corporation. How did this happen? Well, there's this singer who has pretty much no influence, an Israeli singer, who thought that he could somehow post this scene that he and this Burger King employee had online, and it would make him look good and make him relevant and make people actually want to go and check out his music. But it has completely backfired, because this Israeli singer is still more irrelevant than ever. If you look at his social media accounts, nothing beyond 13,000 followers on his socials. But a ton of other people are now following Arianna and have raised over $250,000 in support of her for being wrongfully terminated, very clearly, and being slandered as engaging in hate speech. Well, this failed singer posted this video online on Instagram trying to make her look bad because she told him free Palestine. Let's take a look at what he posted. And then let's also look at her side of the story and what she has said on Instagram. Well, here's the first video that started it all.
I'm here at Burger King, and an employee in Burger King just said free Palestine to me. Arianna, what did you say to me? What did you say to me, Arianna?
Okay,
Arianna. Because I was just ordering food for my family. This woman looks at me and she says, where are you from? I said, I'm from Israel. And then she says, free Palestine. And I said, what does that have to do with anything? We came here to order food. But she insisted, free Palestine. What, say it again. I got you, Arianna, here at Burger King. No problem. So back in the car right now, obviously very upset, but we asked for a refund and we left the place, leaving me with the question, Burger King, are you a safe place for Jews right now?
Imagine that. He's wondering, is Burger King a safe place for Jews? Because a lady told him, free Palestine. So if you stand up for the existence of Palestinians, treat them as fully human beings, say that they have rights and they have dignity and that Israelis shouldn't be genociding them, you're somehow threatening Jews and you're not making a safe place for Jews. Yeah, let's talk about a safe place. Do Palestinians have safe space in Israel? How dare you even try to make this about yourself, you disgusting pig? Children in Gaza are being murdered, and you're over there pretending that your children in that car are somehow terrified because a lady told you free Palestine. They're just so upset, and you're just so upset, and you got them in the background, sitting in their, I don't know, car seat or something, playing on their tablet, pretending that y'all are somehow terrified and terrorized because somebody told you free Palestine. Meanwhile, the state that you support terrorizes actual Palestinian children. And you don't care about that. You don't speak up for that. You don't make songs about that. But you want to pretend that somehow you're the victim here. This is why people do not support Israel, because they see what's going on. And they see this false victim mentality and perpetual victim mentality among so many Israelis and Israel supporters. And then they conflate problems and criticisms of Israel was somehow a criticism of all Jews. What did Jews have anything to do with this conversation? She said free Palestine. What does Jews have to do with this? Why are you making this a Jewish thing? It's an Israeli thing. For you to make it about all Jews is ridiculous. Nobody's buying it. Plenty of Jews do not support Israel. Are they anti-Semites? Of course not. But that's exactly what Burger King said. Burger King came back, fired her, sided with that pig, and then said, we don't support anti-Semitism and hate speech. Anti-Semitism? So saying free Palestine is anti-Semitic. So saying that Palestinians have a right to exist and shouldn't be genocided, that's anti-Semitic. What are you saying? What are you telling people here? When you say that that's anti-Semitic, you're saying that Jewish equals genocide. You think that that's helpful for your cause? You're probably going to actually make a whole bunch of people anti-Semitic when you do these kinds of things. When you label that anti-Semitic, you're going to tell people in their mind, Jewish equals genocide. Therefore, what are they going to do? They're going to hate Jews. So you might not want to label this anti-Semitic. Just saying. Just a pro tip here. If you're really concerned about anti-Semitism, don't do this. Don't play that game. But Burger King did it anyway. So a failed company and corporation backed this failed music artist in supporting genocide and slandering an employee, their own employee, as anti-Semitic. Well, here's her side of the story. Here's what she says.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ariana Hamilton. I am the person from this video. I did write down a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. First is my side of the story. I'm going to keep it real short and simple. That man did come in very aggressively. I did not ask him where he was from, like originated from. I asked him, where's he from the Lehigh Valley? We get a lot of people from a lot of different places, New York, New Jersey, as he didn't say in the video, he did originally said he was from New Jersey and we stopped it at that. And so he took out the Star of David from his shirt and said, I'm Israeli, I'm from Israel. And that is what got me to say Free Palestine. Absolutely, I wasn't gonna back down on Free Palestine when he put the camera in my face. That's just not somebody I am. I will forever speak on my views, and I will never be scared to say what I think. I just wanted to say my whole point of saying Free Palestine was not to spread hate, because the reason I was fired was because I discriminated against him and I had said hate speech. That is not what I wanted to give out. That was not my intention. My intention was to speak all my views, because absolutely, I say free Palestine, free Gaza, stop the genocide. Because what's going on right now is more than any of us could imagine. We're not living in it, so we don't know what it is or what's happening.
So, what message did Burger King send to everyone? That we are going to back up Israelis and persecute pro-Palestinians. I'm sorry, that's a really terrible business strategy, Burger King. You're already struggling to survive. And now what you just did is you told anyone who supports Palestine, we're against you, we think you're anti-Semites. Oh, okay. So all of us who love Palestine and support them and are against the genocide, why would we ever want to come to your disgusting restaurant again? I'm just asking, how does this make sense even just from a financial perspective, to back up Zionist pigs who are new Nazis who are genociding people openly, boasting about it, proud about it. And then you have one of their genocide apologists who come in there starting problems and you back them up instead of your own employees, instead of everyone who recognizes this is a genocide and it's wrong. You just tanked your own business. Just not even talking from a moral perspective, but just from a financial perspective. How smart do you think that that really is? You think the majority of Americans are on board with Israel's genocide? Not anymore. The majority are opposing it. So you just alienated the majority of your customers. When you're already on your last leg, that's a really dumb move. And I hope Burger King never recovers from this, for that reason alone, if not for other reasons. If for no other reason, I hope it completely tanks because you sided with genociders and fake victims, and you actually victimized one of your own employees, slandering them, claiming this is hate speech and anti-Semitism. What world are you living in at this point? So that's pretty shocking to watch, but this is pretty cool. The people in Gaza are showing support for Ariana. Take a look at this. They're doing a mural of her in Gaza. Painted her face. They write Free Palestine. They're boycotting Burger King. They have the Burger King logo there and then the X mark through it, as you'll see here, right there. They're calling for a boycott against them. And I agree with that. Why would we support a restaurant that goes out of its way to defend genocide? Why would we do that? You should have just been silent on this. You know, at the worst, if you were silent, that wouldn't be as bad as this. I mean, you shouldn't be silent. You should speak up. But at the very least, just be silent. Don't defend this fake victim who's trying to get famous from this. Side with your own employees or just don't say anything at all. But they decided otherwise. And while this is going on, I kid you not, the Israeli ambassador at the UN is saying that Israel, they can do whatever they want to the Palestinians and their land. They can steal it all day long because it's theirs, according to the Bible. That's what they're claiming. The Bible supports us. They say history. They say international law. None of that actually supports them. Go and check out my course, rtcourses.com, The Case Against Zionism. I go over the history and I go over the theology behind Zionism, and I show you why none of that actually supports the modern state of Israel. It actually negates it. But he's lying there and doing so with impunity, saying that they can just do whatever they want and they're not going anywhere. And you know what? The entire world watches this and we do nothing. That's disgusting. Take a look.
Madam President, I could lecture for hours about our biblical rights, our historical rights, our legal rights to Judea and Samaria. But if we want to be practical today, and if this council is serious about bringing security and stability to the region, it must understand a simple truth. We are not going anywhere. This reality reflects a double standard.
So they're not going anywhere, and they could do whatever they want. They could steal whatever the land they want. They could continue to have these terrorist settlers steal land in the West Bank. Why? Because they're entitled to it based on the Bible, history, international law, according to them. Again, none of that is true, but they're saying they're entitled to steal that land, and it's not actually theft because it's ours anyway. Oh, okay. Really? What happens whenever some other group gets more powerful than you? Takes your territory, kicks you out, genocides your people, and then says, we're entitled to do it because of the Bible or history or in international law. All of a sudden, then you won't like it. All of a sudden, then you'll be saying anti-Semitism, Holocaust, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But then you go and do it to others. So for Burger King to do this, like, they can't even read the room. Nobody is on board with this here in the United States anymore. At least not the average person. Yes, our president is, the people in Congress are, because they're bought and paid for. The people in power are still on board with Israel. But the average person, the majority of Americans, the people that are going to be going to Burger King, don't support this genocide and they stand with the Palestinians. You're a dumb company for literally siding with Zionists and slandering pro-Palestinians like this in this climate. If for no other reason, it's just a bad business move. Why would you do that? So I hope this completely tanks their company and they die out and they have to close doors. Because that's disgusting. And While they're doing this, you literally have Israel over there admitting to war crimes. The UN just published a 94-page document detailing their war crimes, and it's not based on speculation. It's coming from Israeli soldiers' testimony. And you want to defend that? Man, Burger King, I hope you get what's coming your way. That's what I got for today. Make sure to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and let me know who you stand with. The failed Israeli musician, propagandist, or Arianna Hamilton, who spoke the truth, spoke up for Palestinians. All she said was free Palestine and is now being slandered. But thank God there's people out there donating to her. I have her GoFundMe in the comment section. Sounds like she's having a difficult time finding a job because people have slandered her. But people are pulling through with the GoFundMe, and thank God for that. And I appreciate that people are doing that. But let me know who you're siding with in the comment section. We'll see you later.